My dear Altamont, such a pleasure. Welcome to England.
Another Moriarty. No wonder they came to you.
That was a lifetime ago.
No, Holmes. Just a few years.
A lifetime.
I like the sound of this Kell chap.
Because he's read all your books?
Yours too. Did he look at his evidence?
Oh, yes.
And?
I agree with you. A central controller is operating an elite espionage ring in this country.
As we told you from the beginning.
Well, how can we flash this man out into the open?
You can't.
You're saying there's nothing we can do?
I'm saying nothing of the kind, but you'll never flush him out. Not directly.
Indirectly, then.
As it might be possible.
How long would it take?
My dear Foreign Secretary, we're not discussing a railway journey. There's no timetable involved. It will take as long as it takes.
So, Mr. Holmes, whatever resources you require will be made available to you. Naturally, you'll have an unlimited budget. Now, when can you start your investigation?
Mr. Holmes, what's wrong?
You said no, didn't you? You turned them down.
Watson, you never cease to amaze me.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
I knew you were leading up to something.
We're not at the end of the story yet.
No, I can see that we're not. Holmes, why? Why did you refuse?
Because I didn't think I could do it.
You turned them down because you were afraid of failing?
It was too important. The smallest slip in the investigation, and he would have known about it. The entire network would have been reorganized. It would have set everything back years.
And you truly thought you couldn't do it?
Holmes, were you ill?
No, I was in excellent health.
Oh, your mind's as sharp as it's ever been.
I don't understand why you had any doubts.
Because times change, Doctor. Times change, and the world changes with them.
Mr. Holmes! Wait! I didn't think I'd catch you.
Well, why did you try?
Give me 10 minutes of your time.
Kell, there really isn't any point.
You were surprised that I went to London.
You said you needed proof.
A lie. A bluff. As you realized.
Then what was the real reason?
It was a test. I used to be more at home in London than anywhere else in the world. I knew its every mood. There were times when I felt that not a single thing could happen in the entire city without me being aware of it. And it had all gone. The place had changed more than I would have thought possible. The place, the people, everything. And not just London. It's not my world anymore. I'm an anachronism, Watson. A precision instrument on a mass-produced planet.
I come here sometimes when I'm trying to work things out. I like watching the ducks. Damn silly, don't you think? Thanks for agreeing to talk.
I'm not entirely sure why I did.
I don't believe you. They were very angry.
They had no right to take me for granted. I've retired. They knew that.
Yeah, I've wondered for years about your retirement. You weren't old. You were what, 50?
49.
So why should a man at the peak of his powers suddenly just give it all up? There was still work to be done.
Perhaps I wasn't the right person to do it.
Not anymore.
My God. This dates back as far as that.
Those last few cases, I was slow. I was stupid.
No.
Watson, it was time to stop. Did you explain all this to Kell? I didn't need to. He worked it out for himself.
Congratulations. An excellent piece of deduction.
I told you. I learned everything I know from you. You were wrong, of course.
About the world?
About yourself. You're unique. Whatever happens to the world, nothing can change that. Your experience, your knowledge, We've got no one else who even begins to come close.